Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I say almost every day, let it be real food for you, food for your soul, food that will bring you closer to Him. That's what He wants. Let's take a look now at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving Him and walking in His ways and keeping His commandments, statutes and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding His voice, and holding fast to Him. For that will mean for you a long life, for you to live on the land that the Lord swore He would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Brothers and sisters, so many have gone before us, generation after generation after generation. And I'm afraid that in our generation, the focus is too much on me. Me, myself, and I, as I call it, the unholy trinity. And sometimes I give into it too. But brothers and sisters, that's not what God has asked of us. He came to dwell with us, to help us to become more like Him. He wants us to be more and more, men and women, like our God. And we have to say to the Lord, I think, this is what I would say to Him, "Lord, I don't fully know how to do this." You might have been trying and you still don't get it or don't have it. Just keep saying, "Lord, help me today to do what you would want me today." And at night, ask the Lord's forgiveness when you didn't do that, and to thank Him for all the ways that you did do it. God wants you to be like Him. Not like Him in all His magnificent being and infinite body. We can't do that. But what we can do is to imitate Him as closely as we can. He will bring the good news to us. And then in turn, we go out and tell others of the good news. Just a sentence here or there. Just a paragraph. Just a few sentences. Whatever it might be, you're not being sent out to teach or preach. You're being sent out to live and to share it with others. So what you've learned, share. Now, that's going to take a while. First, take it in. That'll take a year, at least. And then offer what you've learned to others. You don't have to preach to them. Just share with them. Go lightly. See if anybody comes up to you later and says, "You know what you said the other day? Can you tell me more about that?" Or something like that. Then you've got somebody who wants to hear. You don't go out and grab somebody by the collar and preach to them. That doesn't work. But stay close to God. Get closer to God. And God will lead you whenever He wants you to speak to somebody. I think I've told you this one, but let me repeat it, that one day while I was walking, there was a man next to me on the pavement, and he was walking faster. And as he went by me, I just thought, I think he's very poor. He didn't look exactly very poor, but I thought he was very poor. And I just said to him, as he stood there, he was waiting in line of people, and I said to him, is there anything I can do for you? And he just looked at me, and he said something to the effect that my life is in very difficult circumstances right now. Could you pray for me, he said. So praise God, he was an apostle. Could you pray for me? And I have. For years, I have prayed for him. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need to be doing for one another. You don't force yourself. You just say, may I share something with you? You don't force anything. You don't preach. You just share a thought that you got from the scripture. Who knows who you might end up evangelizing? The first reading, Psalm 1, tells us, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent. Think of that, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you have to pull back from some relationships because they are not following the Lord. And they don't have to preach it. You can tell. You can tell. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, but delights in the law of the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked eventually vanishes. Put your hope in the Lord. Speak of the Lord. Ask people to teach you about the Lord, to teach you about Scripture. Take advantage of their courses in your parish. Take advantage, and then begin to share it with others. And the Gospel of Luke for today is a short one, but a powerful one. Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. He said what was going to happen to him. I'm sure everybody was confused and didn't understand it. The Son of Man must suffer greatly. That was for us, you know. That's for each and every one of us. God didn't just die for a group or a mob. He died for you, and he died for me. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your heart to him. And then, as the scripture continues, then he said to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. That is, your sins are the things that you do and you just don't think much about, but they work against other people, or they work against you, actually. Be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. Then he said to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Listen to that question again. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit himself? Brothers and sisters, during this Lenten time, we want to ask God, Lord, show me, help me to understand the thing I do that most offends you. Listen, it doesn't mean he's going to come down out of the sky and talk to you, but you'll pick up something or you'll think of something that you never thought of before, and you realize what it is. God's giving you something. Turn away from a certain sin. This is the time to do it. Smoking is not sin, but it certainly can lead to great difficulties. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. Come near to him. My father would always smoke his pipe every evening after a long day at work. He would always, if we went to the extended family in different places, he'd always have a good cup of coffee and with dessert. There's so many ways that God can reach us. I just often say, thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for this good thing. Thank you for this person. Thank you. I thank him. And God doesn't forget that. God hears it. We become, in a certain way, ambassadors for Christ. If you want to be somebody important, you take the lowest place. Be an ambassador of Christ. Look, read his commandments. Read the scriptures of what he told us, what he offered to us, and what he asked us to do. Please do that. And God will touch your heart. If you persevere, God will touch your heart and will show you the way he wants you to go. I don't mean he's going to come with a scroll to you, as I've often said. I don't mean that. But there'll be something you'll read or something someone will say that you say, oh, I've never read that gospel. And somebody says something about it and you take it and read it. A change can come. It doesn't mean a change just automatically happens. But if you really apply that word that you read, you will change. God is so much here, right here. I feel like he could breathe on me right now if he wanted to. But brothers and sisters, above all and before all, he sees everything you do, everything you say. He knows you infinitely. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he wants you. He wants you to come to know him more. And his word, as it certainly has done in my life, brought you closer and closer to him. God loves you more than you understand. He died for you. You know, when Jesus died, he knew who he was dying for. No matter what the century, no matter what was involved, he knew. You are known to Christ. Open your heart and dwell with him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.